On windswept deserts of Arabia, it's said that they have 9,999 legends to R1. This is rouse me to publish all the legends I can dig up and make up a few. You know, a legend is a lie that has grown old gracefully and been retold numerous times. And this little legend I didn't have to go far for. And here she is, the Singing Sands of old Fort Oliver. You ever been over that way in the wind? For many years, I've heard these Singing Sands, but I have a reputation of being just a little bit screwy, so I never mentioned it only to some of my closest friends until those boys from Caltech told me why, the why of it all. Those technical boys say the Singing Sands are caused by grains of silica picking up sound waves, transmitting them to one another, and magnifying them on the principle of the crystal sets of early radio. When the wind is blowing and the sands sing me to sleep, it sounds just like Joe Stafford. Only the sands hold those notes longer even than that gal Joe, and just as sweet. But when those singing sands get to sputtering like Arthur Godfrey, I know it's a warning of a coming earthquake. At times this sputtering has started in time for me to get out of bed, pour one or sometimes two glasses of whiskey before the quake hits. Makes things kind of okay because I've known bottles to slide off of shelves in earthquakes.